Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Elon Musk Podcast, a show about Elon Musk and all of his companies, including Twitter. Now, Tucker Carlson, a longstanding figurehead in the world of news and political commentary, and former Fox News host, announced on Tuesday his plans to embark on a fresh venture, a show on Twitter. And the announcement came as a surprise to many, especially given that Tucker Carlson's departure from Fox News was just a few weeks ago. Now, known for his controversial commentary and knack for sparking debate, Carlson made the announcement in a 3-minute video posted to his own Twitter account. A dynamic force on the platform, Carlson boasts over 6 million followers, whose avid consumption of his posts attests to his influence. Now, interestingly, the new announcement made no reference to his former employer, Fox News. Instead, Carlson sees the opportunity to lambast the media landscape more broadly, decrying what he perceives as its groupthink tendencies. Now, Carlson asserted that those in the news business should aim for, quote, the freedom to tell the fullest truth that you can. However, he also noted that there are invariably boundaries to that freedom. His observation is a testament to the underlying tensions and complexities in the news industry today, where the search for truth often clashes with institutional constraints and public sensibilities. Now, Fox News and Carlson ended their professional relationship earlier this month in a move that saw Carlson lose his primetime hosting slot, a position he had held for 6 years. Now, Carlson's a polarizing figure. He's been a darling of the political right. He's earned the network and himself a combination of adoration and disdain for his views on race, immigration, gender identity, and the plethora of other socio-political issues. And his departure has left a significant gap in Fox's lineup. And his arrival on Twitter will undoubtedly have a significant impact on that platform. Now, an Axios report published on the same day as Carlson's announcement revealed that the former host's attorney accused Fox News of breach of contract and fraud. Neither Fox News nor Carlson has publicly revealed the reasons for the separation. However, rumors have been circulating that private text messages from Carlson, which contained disparaging remarks about the network's leadership, played a huge role in the termination of his contract. Now, these messages were disclosed as part of Dominion Voting System's defamation lawsuit against Fox. And in his announcement video, Carlson expressed concern over the dwindling number of platforms that support free speech, noting, quote, amazingly, that as of tonight, there aren't many platforms left that allow free speech. Now, he commended Twitter as a platform that has long been the breeding ground for national conversations. Now, Twitter, which was purchased by tech billionaire Elon Musk last year, has seen a significant shift in its community guidelines and content moderation policies under Musk's leadership. These changes have drawn criticism from government and technology officials who worry about the implications of less regulated content on the platform. Musk's relationship with Carlson is notable, too. Days before his departure from Fox, Carlson conducted an in-depth interview with Musk on his show. The connection between the two may well have played a role in Carlson's decision to launch his new show on Twitter. Now, despite this announcement, Carlson remained cryptic about the specifics of this new venture. He provided no details regarding the length, subject matter, or frequency of his new show, stating simply, quote, starting soon, we'll be doing a new version of the show that we've been doing for the last 6.5 years to Twitter. Now, Twitter CEO Elon Musk responded to Carlson's announcement, clarifying that no formal deal has been signed with Carlson. He stressed that Carlson, like all other content creators, will be subject to Twitter's rules and policies. And Musk expressed hope that other individuals, particularly those on the left of the political spectrum, would also choose to become content creators on the platform. Now, Musk's statement underscored his vision for Twitter as a dynamic platform for diverse voices, emphasizing the platform's interactive nature. And he said, on this platform, unlike the one-way street of broadcast, people are able to interact, critique, and refute whatever is said. Now, he also added that any misleading content would be flagged by Community Notes, Twitter's dedicated account for community moderation. Now, Carlson's move to Twitter comes amid a seismic shift in the media landscape right now, where traditional networks are grappling with the rise of digital platforms. Now, Twitter, which has largely been used as a platform for short-form content and conversation, now finds itself in the curious position of hosting a show from a television personality. It's a significant step in the evolution of social media platforms, hinting at the potential for new forms of content and engagement. This move also signals a shift in Carlson's career trajectory. His transition from a traditional network to a digital platform is a bold one, reflecting his desire to continue to shape public discourse despite the controversies that have marred his career. And by moving his content to Twitter, Carlson is effectively bypassing the gatekeepers of traditional media, directly connecting with his audience and controlling his own narrative. As is the case with any major change, questions are abound. And how will Carlson's show fit into the Twitter ecosystem? Will the platform's format and rules force a shift in Carlson's approach? And most importantly, how will this move impact Twitter's users and the broader discourse on the platform? With the details of the show still under wraps, we'll have to wait to find out. Now, Elon's tenure as Twitter CEO has been marked by a move towards less regulated content and a more laissez-faire approach to moderation. His decision to roll back many of Twitter's community guidelines and content moderation policies has provoked criticism and concern. Now, his welcoming of Carlson, a figure known for the divisive commentary, is likely to stoke further debate about the platform's direction under Elon Musk's leadership. Now, Carlson seemed very enthusiastic about the move, promising viewers new content and a continuation of the show he's been running for over 6 years. He said, "We'll bring you some other things too, which we'll tell you about. But for now, we're just grateful to be here." Now, Musk, meanwhile, seems optimistic about the potential for diverse content creation on Twitter. His comments following Carlson's announcement point to a vision of Twitter as a marketplace of ideas where content creators from across the political spectrum can interact directly with their audiences. Now, whether Carlson's transition to Twitter marks a new era for the platform or a controversial blip remains to be seen. Now, this move has sparked intrigue and debate in the media world, though, and all eyes will be on Twitter in the near future as this unfolds. Now, traditional media and digital platforms are blurring the lines right now, and this development serves as a reminder of the evolution and the nature of media and the consumption of digital media in the future. Now, thank you so much for listening to me today on the Elon Musk podcast. I appreciate you, and I appreciate you spending your time here with me. Now, if you could take a second and hit the subscribe or the follow button on whatever podcast platform you're on, I'd greatly appreciate it. Now, thank you so much, and I will see you in the next one. Take care of yourselves and each other.